Blog Talk Radio.
Morning and welcome to this week's segment of Live Without Limits. Today's topic is to talk to you about setting goals. And one of the things I would like to do initially is invite you to call in and ask questions. The number that you can call in on is 646-478-5410. And when you talk about setting goals, you talk about having a strategic plan or a written goal for yourself. And there are many ways that you can set goals for yourself to reach the things that you want to achieve. But let me talk about some things that I did in the past to help me reach some of my goals. First of all, I have a disability, so there were no laws on the books when I was in school guaranteeing people with disabilities rights. Therefore, there was no one to sit down with me or sit down with my parents and set out a plan for me on what they wanted me to achieve and what they wanted me to learn. So in the end, it was basically up to me to decide what I wanted in life and how I was going to reach it and work on setting goals for myself and reaching them. And one way I did that was when I entered college, you have your first 2 years of your core curriculum. And I did fairly okay, but for the first 2 years, I pretty much stayed on probation because I had poor education leading up to college, where the education was not geared directly towards my needs, or that the teachers didn't understand that I learned differently. So I basically had to go out and really relearn it all on my own without help from anyone else. So once I entered into my major, which was psychology and mental health, then I started to look at, because I always questioned myself on why are people treating me this way? Why is this happening to me? That's why I ended up studying in the field of psychology, and it also helped me to begin to believe in myself. I took courses where I learned to change my mindset and to believe in myself. I also understood that I had to begin to set goals for myself, and I worked on achieving those goals. And let me back up and tell you that 10 years ago, or it's more like 12 years ago now, when the Olympics was held in Atlanta and I decided I wanted to work with the Olympics, what I did was I went to Ronstadt and I put in an application. I had also worked with a number of temp agencies where I worked with conventions. So I registered with one of those agencies also. And what I was able to do was to get a position with the Olympics where I worked with them before the Olympics actually started, during the Olympics, and then after the Olympics ended. And what I did prior to the Olympics was I worked in what at the time was called, or what is today called Phillips Arena, but was also Georgia World Congress Center, where they set up the booths for the broadcasters. And what I was able to do was to go to work with them as security at night while they were building the sets, and then when they broke the sets down. And then during the Olympics, I worked in a position where I was a human directional, which was that we made sure that people went in a certain direction. And we were also entertaining the people at the time to make sure that when we were broadcasting on the horns, to let them know what they needed to do and how to get there. And that was one goal that I had set for myself. When I graduated college, I was interested in working in the field of mental health and psychology. Well, what happened was I got a job with the state, and it was really a social work position. That was what I did, was I worked on the comprehensive evaluation team, where I helped decide what services were available to the clients there. And I would also go out and visit the families and keep up the Title 20 records. That position, my goal at the time was to get permanent status and go back on the merit system and get back into my field. Well, I ended up with a supervisor who did not get along with anyone of her subordinates, because she did not really have the qualifications for her job. How she got it was that she had someone who, when the laws came into effect, that this was made part of a state program. Prior to that, it was just a place where families would send their children with developmental disabilities, at the time that was called severe mental retardation. And it was more like a daycare center. So since she had worked as an aide in the school system, they asked her to run this program. So she really did not have the qualifications for the position she was in, so she felt threatened by a lot of her social workers that worked in the school with her. So at the end of the probationary period, she basically said to me, I either had to resign or I was going to be fired. So I decided to resign and go back on the merit system roster. I was not able to find another job, and since I would have eventually become an entrepreneur anyway, because I like working for myself and by myself, then that was what I chose to do. And what I have been able to do with that is that I initially set it up where I was working, offering, because my background was psychodrama and training, was group therapy sessions in psychodrama. Well, I live in the South, where psychodrama is not really accepted and not very well known. So I was not as successful with developing and setting up group training sessions as I would like to have done. And since I enjoy speaking and getting up in front of groups, then what I ended up doing was changing the name from Human Relations Development Center to Career Performance Institute, and I started doing more speaking and more training and in the field of HR. And also, because of my background on disability issues, I'm also in a Yahoo group for human resource people, and then I can address the issues that affect people, or the issues that come up about disability and employment issues. So that's some of the things that I've been able to achieve. Now, what I would like to do is also let you know that I'm a distributor with Inscape Publishing, and I use their assessment profiles to help clients in both life and career coaching. If you would like to visit this site, you can go to thepersonalcareercoach.com. Again, that's thepersonalcareercoach.com, and find out more about those services and the products, because what we do is we have a program called EPIC, where you can take the assessment profiles online, and it generates a report that I use with my clients to help them understand what their natural behavioral styles are, how to maximize it, and also how to utilize it when planning for your career. And that's a very important aspect of what you need to know and understand who you are and how you plan on setting your goals. And let me also talk about some other things. Now, how do you plan to reach your goals? Do you need help to promote yourself? Think about it as this, in this way. When you plan a goal in school, don't you sit down with your parents and strategize on what you're going to do, how you're going to reach there, and how they can help you to achieve the things that you want to achieve for yourself. Well, in the same way, you also need to understand that when you're in business, you may need to set up with someone that's part of a group that you would call your board of advisors. And what they could do is they could help you to plan out your business or your strategize how you're going to achieve a higher position within a company, what it is that you need to do. There's also other things that you can that I would like to talk about. And one of the things that I would like to go that I've done that I've set up as a goal for myself is to set up a program that would be a nonprofit organization called International Disabled Entrepreneurs. And the reason that I would like to set up a program like this is because as I was entering the workforce and beginning my company, I did not have the established credit to go out to a bank and get a loan to start my business. So I basically had to do it by hit or miss based on the income I had coming in, which paid and took care of my basic needs, but also had to grow my business. And prior to the internet, that meant printing brochures, printing business cards, going to meetings that you had to pay for. And when you're on a limited budget, it's very difficult to do those things. So I did what I could with the means that I had available to me, but it did not stop me from wanting to achieve my goals or even working towards those goals, because I understood that this is something that I had a passion for, which is to help people to reach their goals in life and to reach their maximum potential and learn to live without limits. I grew up during a time when people with disabilities were told they didn't have any goals or they shouldn't have any goals and there were no opportunities for employment. And I looked at it and I said, why should I accept these limits on myself? Why shouldn't I have goals for myself? Well, setting a goal means that if you have the right mindset and you believe in yourself, then you can set achievable goals. But if your mindset is very negative and you do not believe in yourself, then you're going to set goals for yourself that are very unachievable, so that you can, if people have told you that you're a failure, then you turn around and you buy into you're a failure. So it's all in the mindset you have for yourself, what you're going to do and how you're going to achieve it. Now, what is it that you have a passion about? Can you make a living with it? Where do you want to be in the next year, the next 5 years, 10 years from now? Do you have a financial plan written down? How do you plan on reaching your goals? Do you have a board of advisors? What you first need to do is write down your goals. Then you need to look at it and say, okay, now that I've written down my goals, how am I going to achieve those goals? You have to look at it as a ladder, and you have to take it step by step. If you try to go from A to C or D before you've gotten to B or C, then what you've done is you've skipped some pertinent, important things that you need to do before you can plan out and you can really reach your goals. The idea is, think about it. If you have a goal that you're going to graduate from high school or graduate from college, you will write down a target date that you want to achieve that goal. And then what you do when you're a freshman in college is you take all the courses that you need to take to reach the next level. Then as a sophomore, you take all the courses that you need to take to reach the next level. Then once you have entered your major, then they have a set of classes or rules that you have to take in order to achieve that graduation status and get a job in that field. So that's the course that you take. Now, if you skipped it and you tried to pass over it, what would happen to you then? So it's the same premise that you would do and as you did in school when you're out in the workplace or as you do to gain your education. So the purpose is to help you understand where you are now, what the goal is, and how you plan to reach that goal. And what I would also like to invite you to do is if you need help in setting goals, you can reach me by, if you go on my website, thepersonalcareercoach.com, you can send me an email at successcoach, that's SUCCOACH, at thepersonalcareercoach.com. The purpose is that we can help you and to reach your goals. Now, I have a goal of wanting to set up a foundation that would help people with disabilities. If you would like to help me make that goal a reality, then it would take me at least $2,000 to $3,000 before I can even set it up as a nonprofit organization. And then once I set it up as a nonprofit organization and write out a business plan, which I've on several social networking groups where I've got some people who can help me do that, then I can put together also a financial plan, and then I could contact other corporations that could help me. Well, if you would like to help me to at least get the $3,000 together, you can send a donation to P.O. Box 18943, Atlanta, Georgia, 31126. Now, if you want to send it as a money order, you can put the initials DAS on it or even a check. But think about what I want to talk to you about now is some ways that you can help to promote yourself in reaching your goal. And the first thing you need to do is have a positive mindset. If you don't already have a positive mindset, then you have to work at changing your mindset. Because in transactional analysis, we talk about the parent, the adult, and the child. The child says, I want. The adult says, I am able to. And the parent says, you should. And the things that your parents have told you that are your shoulds are the things that you hear over and over in your head every time you think. Your mind processes different information. And if you have been told over and over very negatively you can't achieve those goals, then what you're going to do is set yourself up for failure so you cannot achieve those goals. So the first thing you need to do is work on creating affirmations for yourself that can help you change your mindset into a more positive mindset. Another thing you can do is you can sit down and you can write a contract with yourself. As transactional analysis suggests, and what you would do is you would look at the parent says you should, finish up all those sentences. See where all the positive things that they told you were, see where all the negative things were. Throw out the negative things so that you can begin to change your mindset. And then write down some affirmations about yourself that you can help you to change your thinking to become more positive. And say them over and over again to yourself in a mirror until you believe them. Once you believe them, then what that helps you do is to change your thinking into a more positive way of thinking, and it helps you to plan what it is that you want to do and how you're going to reach those goals. And many of us have personal issues that affect us and keep us from overcoming those goals. For years, I grew up in a family where there was a lot of physical, emotional, and verbal abuse. And when I was in college, early on, my mother used to tell me, why are you taking that course? You're going to fail. You can't do this. You're going to fail. When I finally started to study mental health and psychology, then I learned how to stand up to her and tell what I thought. And I felt like I needed to tell her to shut her mouth up and leave me alone, that she didn't know what I was capable of doing, and that all she was trying to do was sabotage me and hold me back so that she could keep me under her wing. My mother is a very hostile person that when she looks at things or anything, she sees negativity. So all she knew how to do was be negative. And either I could have accepted that as fact, live with her and get a disability check, and let her continue to mistreat me. I have a sister who is only deaf, and she had a lot of potential, but because she was always being shipped off to school and she did not have a stable environment to go home to during the school year, and she was shuttled between one family and another family that was within the relatives that none of them wanted to take her in, so every weekend she went to a different relative, and because their attitude was, you don't spend money, you don't go out and do anything, then they would not let her spend her money, and they would not encourage her to do things with other kids that were deaf like she was. So when she came back and she went to hearing schools, then she learned that the negativity seeped into the point that she believes that she is handicapped or disabled, and she believes that she cannot succeed or do anything. And so what has happened is that she lives with my mother, she gets a disability check, and my mother will sit there and call her names like son of a bitch and curse her and tell her she's worthless and she can't achieve anything. And it's really sad when you see that happening, but that's because she can't hear, so her personality was such that she needed to be encouraged to believe in herself. Then what happened was she bought into what they were telling her, and instead of learning to believe in herself and learning to turn her thought processes into positive thinking and look for a way to achieve and set goals. And because she was in her mind competing against everyone else, then what she would do is take the same courses they took instead of looking at it as a straight line to a goal. She would go sideways one way, sideways another way. Because for her to feel important or that she was equal to someone else, she had to prove to herself that she could do as good as they did when she took a class. So what happened was she has never graduated college, and she went to rehabilitation services, and they helped her get a job, but because she didn't believe she could hold a job, then she did everything that she could to cause herself to lose that job. Instead of doing what she needed to do to complete a project, she would fall asleep and not answer the phone or do what she needed to do. So as you can see, there's lots of things that you can do to help yourself, but it's something that you have to believe in order to make it achievable. So if there's personal issues in your life, if you don't already have a therapist, you do need to go to one. Now, one of the things that I'm doing is I'm working on a book called No One Stands in Line to Become Disabled. I put the outline together a year ago because I had thoughts of doing this, but I really didn't know the focus of what I wanted to do. But then when I looked at it and I looked at the facts of that to show what I did or how people could overcome and achieve goals, then what I did was I first talked about where I came from, the experiences I had, how I overcame them. But then I talked about communication in one chapter. I talked about working in groups or teams and how if you think about it, when a family communicates, they have a way of communicating that makes them all fit to each other. And some can be positive, some can be negative. If it's a negative environment, then you grow up to be negative. then if you change and you begin to believe in yourself and you turn your thinking around to become one of more a more positive feeling, then what happens is that you eventually end up having to break away from that family unless they're willing to change as well. Because what makes a family work is that each person responds in a certain way to each other person, whether it's good or bad. If it's a bad environment, then it's something that you have to get rid of. If it's not anything that's bad, then it's something that you also have to look at where you want to be in the future and where you're going to go with it and how you're going to make those things work for you. So as you can see, there's many a times things that you can do to help yourself, but there's also things that you can do that would also help you to begin to think of yourself in a positive way. There's things that you can do that can help you to think in a negative way, and you got to decide for yourself what it is that you want to achieve and where you want to go with it and how you want to find success for yourself. And then you have to plan. You have to write a strategic plan. A business is successful because they have a mission, and their mission is achieved because they've written that mission down and they post it in their store to let everyone else know what their mission is. If you don't have a purpose, then what happens is that you fluctuate in life. You don't look at things the way you should. You don't plan things the way you should, and you tend to be very unable to achieve those goals because you don't know what it is that you need to do to achieve them. So it's up to you to make those decisions of where you want to be and how you're going to get there. I also have a magazine that's called Create Your Own Success in Life, and this also covers topics on communication, working as a team, and writing at a strategic plan. And we also have in there a success tip. If you would like to order this magazine then or this newsletter, then what you can do is send me $75 to DAS, a Career Performance Institute, at P.O. Box 18943, Atlanta, Georgia 31126. Because what I'm going to do is send this out as a monthly newsletter with different information that can help you begin to change your mindset and help you learn how to begin to believe in yourself and to change your thought processes, because it is a process. If you would like to have some career coaching or some life coaching, then you can contact me also through my website at SUCCOACH. At thepersonalcareercoach.com and tell me what it is that you need or what types of services that you want, because I can help you with first giving you assessment profiles, because we want to see where you're at. We want to help you understand what your strengths are, what your weaknesses are, and how you can build on those strengths, because if you understand why you respond, what things that you really enjoy doing, and how your natural behavior patterns can help you reach those goals, then it's something that you would be very successful at. But if you don't have any idea of where you're going and what your goals are, then it's very easy to set yourself up to fail. And we want to help you to reach your goals in life and find a medium. And right now we're in a downturn with the economy and where we are, so we need to think of in terms of if there are no jobs available, what are alternatives, ways that you can go out there and find yourself the job that you want, or how you can open up or work for someone else and get paid to help promote them as their salesperson. Whereas previously you had to go out and get a job with a company to do sales and sell their products, with the internet you can do it by helping someone who has a product or service to sell and make commissions through word of mouth, through your friends. It's another way for you to go out there and earn a living for yourself without and still be working at home. And since we are now down to the last few minutes of the show, what I would like to do is invite you to come back next week when our topic is how to become a competent leader. And I would like to invite you to come back next week.